Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibali. And today we are talking about how pregnancy changes your relationship. And obviously, so will the aftermath, so will postpartum, and so will the baby, you know, arriving and officially like being in your family and a part of your family. But for the most part, it starts during pregnancy, and your relationship grows and it changes in ways that are great and in ways that are hard. But that's just the nature of the situation. That's the nature of the circumstances. That is life. That is exactly what we call life. Pregnancy is pretty much, I would say, mostly talked about as a physical transformation. Everyone's always saying, how are you doing? Meaning like, how do you feel? What are you like? What are your symptoms? What are you going through? Are you in pain? Like things like that. So I would say most often when talked about the changes, you know, that you go through in pregnancy, it's a physical transformation. But not enough people talk about the emotional transformation and the relationship transformation too, because trust me when I say pregnancy will also transform your relationship. Not only are you growing a baby, but you are simultaneously growing your relationship too. And you're growing together as people, as adults, as humans, just like in general, you know, you are growing together. Maybe only one of you is growing in size because only one of you has the baby, is carrying the baby. But you know what I'm saying. Both of you are growing together. And when people think about pregnancy, like I said, they think about like that physical aspect. They think about cravings. They think about doctor's appointments. They think about nursery planning, you know, decorating a nursery. They think about baby showers and ultrasounds and all those kind of things. But one of the biggest changes isn't just happening to your body. It's happening in your like environment, inside of your relationship, in your everyday life, in your conversations, in your dynamic with your partner. Like pregnancy is probably one of the first, if not the first, major life transitions that a couple will experience together. It's exciting, it's emotional, it's beautiful, it's scary, it's certainly overwhelming. It's every possible feeling all at once. And it's not to say that like you don't go through other big milestones, of course, whether it be, you know, a business, a career change, like getting a new job or getting a promotion, buying a house, anything, or even on the sad side, like going through loss, you know, the loss of a parent, the loss of a grandparent. Like you can go through these major life changes together. But is there anything like this? I don't think so. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say this is probably your first real thing, like the first real forever life-changing thing. And if you have noticed that your relationship, if you're pregnant and you've noticed that your relationship feels different lately, if this is like your first time, you know, first child, first time being pregnant, and like you're starting to feel that difference, you're starting to feel that shift, it doesn't necessarily mean that something is wrong. It might just mean that you're both adjusting. You're adjusting to the idea of becoming parents and going through, like I said, probably the biggest thing you've ever gone through before, because realistically, nothing is more life-changing or monumental than bringing a whole entire human being into this world and having to take care of that whole entire human being from literal day one, where the responsibility is yours and only yours. Like, yeah, that's a pretty big deal. There's no givesies, backsies, you know, there's no like returning this. You can get a new job and then get a new job again. You can, you know, whatever. There's just all these different things that can be big are still not as permanently life-changing as literally having a baby and giving life to a whole, like, you are responsible for a whole other person that's coming into society. Okay, trippy little moment there, but like, when you think about it, like, every single human on earth is the byproduct of their parents, duh, obviously. But like, yeah, like, two people, or maybe even just one, but like, one or two people created and raised that person. Sometimes I get like really tripped out when I start to think about it. I like go down the rabbit hole in my head of like how serious it actually is and how big of a deal it actually is. Like, we're all so like, we know it all, whatever, but like, there was a pretty big portion of our lives where our existence, like our survival, was based on the fact that somebody was taking care of us or two people were taking care of us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have even gotten to this place in life at all. So yeah, no pressure, but you are like, you decide whether your child lives or dies, essentially. I'll just put it out there like that. So yeah, I would say it's a pretty big adjustment. So your relationship feeling different, again, it doesn't mean something is wrong. It's just a pretty big fucking adjustment, right? And for years, you know, in your relationship, it's always just been you two. For years, it's just been us. But now there's a third person entering the picture who will require your undivided attention, love, care. So even before the baby arrives, your conversations start changing. Your perspective starts shifting. You start to really mold into like who you would be as a parent. And so now, even before the baby is here and you're just in the pregnancy stage, you're not just like thinking like, okay, like the kid's going to be here and like, we'll see how it goes. It's like, no, you start to prepare. You start to plan mentally, emotionally, physically. And so you start to maybe shift in your relationship from just being two people who are just, I like this and I like this and here's how we work together and here's what we do, to now being like, okay, what's our next step? Like, how do we do this together? So instead of your conversations looking like, all right, where are we going this weekend? What should we do for date night? I really want to go to this restaurant. I really want to go to that restaurant. Sending each other places that, you know, go viral online. And you're like, let's go here tomorrow. Let's go here today, whatever. Now your conversations are like, let's look into pediatricians. When are we meeting the pediatrician? Let's talk about vaccines, which ones we're doing, which ones we're not doing. Our most recent conversation was about the health insurance. We got to make sure that we have the health insurance situated. Like, everything revolves around this shift. And you can definitely slowly begin shifting from essentially just being like romantic partners to teammates. And at times it could feel platonic and it could feel like a business deal. You know, it could feel like a partnership. Teammates, business partners, friends, like whatever. Like, people just like working together. And I'm not saying that that's going to be a permanent phase. I'm not saying that that's going to last forever. But you can feel that shift from being fun and romantic and selfish and this and that to just being like, let's work on this. And while that's beautiful, it can also feel strange in a way. In a way, there's a grieving process of leaving one chapter behind while simultaneously being excited for the next. It doesn't have to mean that you're dreading the next chapter or not looking forward to the next chapter. It's just that you're admitting, you know, your own grief and mourning what is kind of a loss in a way. It's a little hard to word, but to be honest, like, this is one of the things that makes me anxious throughout pregnancy, because while I am extremely, extremely excited in so many ways, everybody knows that I've always wanted to be a mom. I can't wait to have a baby. I can't wait to be a mom. I also do have those like, oh shit moments where it makes me feel like, oh my God, like it will really never just be us again. And I can't just send you the reel of the viral pizza place in the city or sushi place and be like, let's go here right now. Like in the next couple of weeks, everything is going to change. And we can't just be selfish and spontaneous and go wherever, whenever. Like we're going to have a lot more to consider, a lot more to keep in mind. There's going to be a lot more not today's and this is not a good weekend and no, we can't do that right now. Like that's it is going to happen. That is the reality. And even when you do go out, when you do get those date nights, it's probably not going to be as sexy as it once was. Because one, let's say you have the baby with you. Okay, now you have a baby with you. Burping, shitting, pissing, the whole thing. Like, you have the whole situation of taking care of the baby with you. Or maybe you do get that alone time. Maybe it is just the two of you out on a date night and, you know, one of our parents is, are, you know, watching the baby. Maybe you do get that. But then it turns into you two just, like, sitting at the restaurant with the monitor out, like, watching the baby and watching what they're doing. And you're, like, oh, just talking about how you miss them and how cute they are. And, like, again, everything changes. And that part definitely does scare me in a way. I'm not afraid to admit that. I keep saying that I'm not ready yet. When everyone's, like, because I am nearing the end. And everyone's like, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't know why everyone's always in a rush. People did this to me with our wedding too, when they were like, I bet you just can't wait for it to be over. And I talked about this in those wedding episodes and people were like, I bet you just can't wait for it to all be over with. I'm like, no, I'm enjoying this and I want to be in the present and I don't want it to rush here. I don't want it to happen so quickly. I want to finish this out and I want it to take its time. I'm not trying to rush through. Like when that wedding conversation was happening, it was like so annoying how every single person is just like, oh, I bet you're so done and can't wait for it to be over. And I just kept saying to people, no, I loved being engaged. I loved planning the wedding. I loved anticipating the wedding. I was excited for that day. I wasn't excited for that day to be over. I wasn't looking to be like, okay, let's just get married already and call it a day and get this over with. No. And that's the same thing with now. Everyone says to me, like, I bet you're just so done. Because, yeah, I'm, like, uncomfortable. Like, my body hurts. I'm tired. Okay. And, like, that doesn't mean get this baby out of me. Like, I don't feel that way. I love being pregnant. I enjoy being pregnant despite the discomfort and despite the fact that my back hurts, my legs hurt, a little bit of everything hurts. And so when people are like, I bet you just can't wait to get the baby out. I'm like, no, like, can we relax? Like, I am not in a rush for the baby to get here. We have a little bit longer, a couple more weeks. We have plans. I want to enjoy the next couple weeks. It's our last time in our whole life where it will literally be just the two of us. Yes, eventually in the future, the kid grows up and you'll have alone time. I'm not saying that. But no matter what, you still have a kid. Whether they're physically in your presence or not, you're still parents. This is the last time in our life that we're not like necessarily parents yet. Okay? So even though, you know, it's for all good reasons, it's still just such a huge shift that requires a big mental, like, prep and understanding. And I feel it from both ends of the spectrum, like the highs, the lows, the happiness, the sadness, like I said, the grief, that mourning, while also simultaneously, like, I can't wait. Like, I am so excited. I think it's very normal to have those like confusing feelings because pregnancy has a way of exposing those feelings. Pregnancy has a way of exposing every single emotion, the good, the bad, all of the emotions in between. You're going to feel it. There's like absolutely no hiding your feelings when you're pregnant. And as you're going through these transformations and as you're going through these shifts, now you're going to see new sides of each other. That's why I'm saying too, like, it's not just fun and games anymore. Now you're going to see how your partner handles real stress how they react when plans change, how they care for you when you're struggling and going through a hard time, how protective they become. And you're also going to learn things about yourself. Maybe you are struggling more than usual. Maybe you're more emotional than usual. Maybe you need more reassurance. Maybe you're having a hard time with that feeling of losing your independence. Like I said, you can't just be selfish and spontaneous anymore. That's a little bit of independence that's like getting chipped away at because you can't just pick up and go, you know? And while you're seeing these new sides of each other, this is something that I always say. I've said it before pregnancy. I've always said your partner is your mirror. Now I'm saying pregnancy has a way of holding a mirror up to both people. So I've always said, I've always said your partner is your mirror. Pregnancy will bring that out 10 times more, and pregnancy will reveal that as well. It's extremely important to remain mindful of that, what you give and what you get, what they go through and what you go through, and how you go through it together, giving and receiving, leadership and reciprocation. But even still, I do think one of the hardest parts of pregnancy is that even in the healthiest relationships, pregnancy, the experience is not equal. The mental load can, and it certainly will, feel uneven. So that's why it's so important to be mindful of these things in your relationship, because you cannot equally go through this. Like, you're not going to experience this the same way. You're carrying the baby 24/7. You're the one thinking about every single thing at all times. Like, my husband's constantly telling me, oh my gosh, like he gets overwhelmed by the fact that I will be like 10 steps ahead. Like, I'm now in the phase of being like, you know, we have to put the car seat in the car. He's like, we don't need to do that yet. I'm like, no, we do. Like, it's so crazy because everything has been perfect. But at the same time, you never know what can happen. And you can go at these last few weeks, at the end stages, you could go tomorrow. You could go at any point in time. So yeah, you need to be prepared. You know, you're the one thinking 10 steps ahead at all times. The appointments, the symptoms, the baby kicks, which I'm feeling all the time, the registry items, your labor experience, your postpartum, your recovery. Like, I just made my postpartum card. I posted about that. Like, this is you, you know? And even if your partner is supportive, there are going to be many moments where it can and will feel lonely because they're just simply not experiencing it the same way that you're experiencing it. So they'll never really understand it, which is unfortunate. No matter how bad they want to understand, or no matter what they say to empathize, they will never truly understand it because they will never truly experience it. They could experience it alongside you. They can watch you experience it and then empathize with you, but they cannot experience it for you. They cannot do it with you. And this can create a resentment if it's not talked about openly. If you are not open and honest and direct and communicative, like, that can and will create a resentment that then causes bigger problems down the road. You have to talk about what you feel. You have to talk about what you need. You have to share what makes you feel supported or what doesn't make you feel supported. It's very powerful to know that your partner doesn't have to understand exactly what you're going through firsthand to just simply support you well. They can be experiencing it secondhand. They can be experiencing it in a, you know, a sideline kind of way. And they can still support you well enough. They don't have to be pregnant with you in order to be supportive. Okay? So keep all of that in mind to avoid as much resentment as possible. And another thing to keep in mind is you are also going to go through intimacy changes, and not just physical intimacy, emotional intimacy changes too. Some couples throughout pregnancy feel more connected than ever. It depends on all different things. Some people are going to struggle because you're exhausted, you're stressed, your body is changing, your confidence is changing. You might feel like shit most days. And you probably, if not definitely, do not feel like yourself. And you don't feel like the best version of yourself. And that's hard to experience and deal with when you're trying to, like, also feel desirable. Like, you're trying to feel desirable while simultaneously watching and feeling your body transform every week. And then you're like, no, I'm okay. Like, I don't, this is, you're just not in that headspace. And the key is to remember that intimacy is not only physical and it's not only sexual. Like I said, it is emotional. So you do have to, unfortunately, express that. You do have to feel comfortable enough and safe enough to express that. And still have those moments of, like, cuteness, like, still have that physical touch and affection, let's say that way, rather than, yeah, I guess physical touch, whatever, but still have that, like, affection for each other in other ways that, you know, will still feel romantic, even if it's not, you know, sex, even if it's not something crazy. It's holding hands, it's checking in on each other, it's talking about your fears, it's cuddling, it's, you know, letting him just, like, rub your belly and feel your belly. It's you guys feeling emotionally safe together. It's having those open and honest conversations. It's an abundance of things. It's still just, it could be hugging. Like, it could be being completely silent, just sitting on the couch, you know, with each other, just enjoying each other's company and just being one, you know, together. And you have to make that effort. You have to make the conscious effort to do that. You can't just be sitting on the phone. You can't not have those honest conversations. You can't not be touching each other, holding hands, hugging. Like, you have to make the conscious effort to make sure that those things are still a part of your relationship. And pregnancy will definitely teach you that. Pregnancy will definitely teach you that the connection is much deeper than just the true physical attraction. And it's got to be stronger, because without that, you have nothing. And speaking of intimacy changes, because this is right on topic, I have to put this out there. There's this new movie called The Invite that I cannot wait to see. I was just watching the trailer and it looks so good. It looks like a mix between funny and thrilling. I couldn't tell whether I was laughing or scared watching the trailer. One couple is just, like, essentially at their breaking point. They've lost that connection. They are two ships passing, you know, in the night. And then the other couple has this goal of, like, helping them reignite their spark. So they all get together for a dinner party. And that couple has a bit of an invitation for the couple that's on the outs. But the invite, hence the title of the movie, the invite is a lot deeper and a lot more bold than just getting dinner together, if you know where I'm going with this. And here's the thing. This is so real, okay? It might not be for everyone, but it is so real, because we all know how, what's it called, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives came to be. We all know how that got started. Just a bunch of couples taking a little risk, if you will, to spice up their lives and relationships. And this movie is that. This movie has that blended feel of, like, fantasy and reality. So it's not only entertaining, but it's definitely raw and revealing. Listen, I don't think I could ever go for it, but I for sure am sat for the movie, because what is better than a provocative comedy? Nothing. So I will definitely be watching, and it is out in theaters now. So go see The Invite. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about it. And yeah, see if it's playing in the theater near you, because I want us all to see this and talk about this movie, because it looks so good. It's directed by Olivia Wilde, and I know every movie that she puts out always has that, like, feel to it. A24 films, Olivia Wilde. I've talked about the drama by A24 before. Their movies are just, they're always good. They have that psychological twist. Even when they're a comedy, there's always that psychological twist to it that keeps you on the edge of your seat. So, like I said, The Invite, out in theaters. Go check that out.
My bookworm girls are going to love this, especially if you're anything like me and you love when your reads get under your skin and you have no idea what's coming next and the suspense won't let you put the book down. That is definitely The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith, and you need to get your hands on it immediately. It's a domestic suspense thriller where nothing is quite as it seems. It has everything you want in a suspense novel. Secrets, lies, emotional damage, and the deeply unsettling feeling that somebody absolutely should not be trusted, and of course, an affair. This book is pretty much one that takes the whole shiny, romantic, my husband is my rock idea and just casually sets it on fire, because beneath all the picture-perfect appearances, The Wedding Vow is packed with tension, deception, and the kind of twists that make you stop and go, oh, wow, so everyone here is making terrible choices, which for me is, of course, ideal reading. Imagine realizing you don't know your husband at all, and the truth and shocking secrets are a lot more dangerous than you'd ever imagine. This book is full of that addictive thriller energy where you think you know what's going on, and then the author basically leans in and says, you really thought, huh? So if you like books by Geneva Rose or even Freida McFadden that keep you on the edge of your seat, then you are going to love this one. The Wedding Vow by Dandy Smith is available now wherever books are sold, so go grab your copy today.
If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high-stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it so easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one, including the moment your first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout not only helps them finish their purchase, but when they come back, their details are already saved, making it easier and easier for returning customers. One tap and they're done. It brings so much peace of mind knowing the whole getting paid part is already figured out for you and is nothing to stress over. And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout for you, you have more time to focus on growing your business and the tools to do it. And that's exactly why Shopify is the powerhouse behind millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Skims and Rode to small businesses just getting started, just like yours. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. So start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. Start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls.
But anyway, like I mentioned with the intimacy conversation, was honest conversations. Pregnancy forces honest conversations that can no longer be avoided. And you start talking about things that you've never had to talk about before. Now you're discussing parenting styles and family boundaries and discipline and finances and roles and responsibilities. And sometimes throughout those conversations, you're going to realize that you're not on the same page. And that can feel very, very scary. But these conversations aren't signs of incompatibility. They're signs of working together to prepare for the next phase of life, which is normal. You don't just automatically jump ship like, oh, well, we didn't agree on XYZ. No, okay, now let's talk about it. Now we look into it and now we, you know, really discuss and have those sit down conversations and you work through it and you figure out each other, where each other's coming from. You figure out each other's needs and expectations and you learn what real partnership looks like and feels like, because trust me, it is certainly not a highlight reel. That is for damn sure. Real relationships will look and feel like picking up extra responsibilities, especially throughout pregnancy. You know, I need help around the house and he's doing that for me. Even if that wasn't our dynamic before, it sure as hell is our dynamic now. It's going to the relationships, going to the appointments with me. You know, he's at pretty much every sonogram, every checkup. It's the massages and the rubbing the sore feet, you know, when you're feeling uncomfortable. It is staying patient, even when the emotions are running really high. It is showing up consistently. That's what it is, okay? Pregnancy has a way of revealing what love actually is, because it isn't in just what someone says, it's in what they do. So in this stage of life, as a result of what they do, you're going to fall in love with your partner in a whole new way. And, you know, you're going to be watching your partner shift from partner to parent. Like, they're becoming a parent. They're preparing to become a parent. And it's one of the most beautiful parts of pregnancy is watching your partner who's only ever been, you know, just a man, just a guy, or just a woman, whatever, like, you're watching them shift from that man or that woman to mom or dad. You know, you're seeing them talk to your belly, like I mentioned, feeling the belly. You are watching them and feeling with them that and getting emotional. Like, you're seeing them get teary-eyed at the ultrasound appointments. You're hearing them talk about your future child and making plans for you guys as a family. We're talking about what trips we're going to take next year. Like, it's a whole, I kind of just got the chills, actually. I don't, you probably can't see it, but I did just get the chills talking about, even just thinking about that, like, conversations we're having today are about, like, what we are going to do as a family, including our baby in the future. Okay. So there are plenty of moments where you stop just seeing them as your husband or your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you start seeing them as someone's mom or dad. And that can create an entirely new layer of love and admiration. But just know, even with all the love and admiration in your heart, like I mentioned before, there is that anxiousness and there is that fear and uncertainty, and that's all normal. I have felt a lot of fear a lot of times over the last 8 months. There's the fear of the unknown, the fear of labor, the fear of parenthood, the fear of financial changes. I personally have had a bit of a scarcity mindset there. I don't know where it came from, but there is that fear and that scarcity when it comes to the finances. When you think about just like the economy and now taking care financially of another baby, you know, there is the fear of losing freedom. There is the fear of whether you'll be good parents or not, or even knowing what to do. I legitimately fear the feed and sleep schedule. Don't ask why I'm so anxious and so nervous about not knowing how to properly get on the sleep and feed schedule. I actually have the book right here, Moms on Call, and I'm going to start this. Moms on Call, Basic Baby Care, 0 to 6 months. And it's funny, the back says, who says babies don't come with instructions? They do now. Yeah, well, I need to really, really read this, because this is, I think this is about that, like, sleep and feed schedule. And that stresses me out. It makes me so anxious. And because of all those fears, sometimes that's where the relationship tension comes from. It's not actually about the relationship. It's just about the fear. And sometimes fear disguises itself as arguments, as irritation, or as distance, or as a disconnect, feeling like you just don't get it. You know, it's like frustrating. And when couples realize they're fighting the fear and not actually fighting each other, that changes everything. That's when you realize, like, it's not me versus you. It's me and you versus the fear. It's me and you versus the problem. It might take a lot of emotional awareness to get there, but the goal is to get there. The goal is to get to that realization. So if you're going through that right now, just know we all are. I think it's totally normal. I think every single person goes through that. You can't go by what you see online, even on my own social media. You know, like on social media, you're going to see the staged maternity photos and the fun baby showers and even the gender reveal parties and the gorgeous, fully furnished nurseries when people are still in their freaking second trimester. You're going to see the baby moon vacations. You're not going to see the hard conversation. You're not going to see the tears, the uncertainty, the fears, the adjustment to what's happening behind the scenes. You're not going to see any of that. So get over that. You know, people are like, I want to see something relatable. No one's live streaming their arguments. Okay. People will show their nursery and their baby moon and their gender reveal and their baby shower. And they are not going to tell you what they're struggling with behind closed doors. It's not going to happen. So let's just move past that. Okay. Stop looking to social media as your inspo for everything, okay? The healthiest couples are not they're not the couples who never struggle. That's not a thing, okay? They are the couples who continue to choose each other even while they struggle. They are the couples who remember that they're in this together as one, not as one versus the other, okay? So yes, pregnancy changes your relationship. It absolutely does, but it's for good reason. It is because it is changing the both of you. You're not the same people that you were before, and you're never going to be, and that's okay. You can grieve that, but you can also celebrate that. The goal is not and should not be to preserve your relationship exactly as it was when you guys first met. You know, the goal is to let it evolve. You can't be who you were in the first couple months of dating when you're now years in, married with kids. It's not the same thing. You can still be those people. Not saying that you're like, oh yeah, we're different people now. But your priorities shift, which eventually shifts your mindset. It shifts everything. It shifts your schedule. It shifts your availability. But the goal is to let your relationship evolve, to let each other evolve, and to give each other grace, okay? The goal is to communicate more than you think you need to communicate, and to remember that you are on the same team, and that team is romantic partnership, okay? Even if at times it doesn't feel like it, don't forget to prioritize the romance in your life, in your relationship too. And don't forget that even when intimacy changes, you can still have that love and affection for each other. And it is okay to sometimes just be teammates and just do what needs to get done, because one day you're going to look at your little baby, you're going to look at this person. For us, it'll be in a couple weeks, and you're going to realize that you created this together and that these changes aren't there to pull you apart. They're there to prepare you for the biggest role that you're ever going to have, and that role that you're going to have requires you to be one with each other. It's not an independent role. It is a pretty dependent role. You guys are now depending on each other. There is no one without the other. It's mom and dad, okay? And maybe that's the most beautiful thing about pregnancy. Maybe the most beautiful thing about pregnancy isn't just that you're growing a baby. It's that you're growing into new versions of yourselves too, together, all at the same time. Three people are growing right now. Your baby, you, and your husband. And that is certainly a lot to comprehend, and that is a lot to adjust to. So that's why, yes, your pregnancy will change your relationship, but that's perfectly okay. It should. It absolutely should. Please do not go into pregnancy the way that you guys were when you were 20, if you're now 30, okay? But yeah, that was just what was on my mind today. It's very real. I think it's very relatable, and I think I would have needed to hear it too. So I'm hoping that this helps somebody else who needs to hear it. But thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.